The Senate is currently debating the Farm Bill, which funds agricultural subsidies and food stamps. The bill is $23 billion slimmer over the next 10 years than previous farm bills. So, Senator Landrieu, how much of those cuts would fall on Louisiana farmers?
I don't know the exact number, but rice has contributed probably more than other commodities to the savings, which is the bone of contention. We do have a deficit issue, and we've been trimming all the budgets, including the defense budget, including health and hospitals and education. So the farm bill is no exception. It's going to have to take, you know, some reductions. The farm bill wants to switch to a different kind of framework than what we've had in the past.
So the framework is what has changed that's kind of got these cuts leaning more heavily than you think they should on rice farmers. Can you explain a little bit what the shift is there that's causing that to happen?
Well, in the past, we've had basically what we call a direct payment system. And price support systems for all of our commodities. And under the new system, it's moving more to an insurance system for all farmers in the country. And, you know, some areas of the country that works better than in others, and our area happens to be one that it doesn't work well in. And so that's what the negotiations are about.
Federal transportation funding is expiring at the end of June. Congress doesn't have much time to get a new bill on the books with that. And there's two provisions attached to the transportation bill that you have championed. One is the Restore Act, which would make sure 80% of penalties BP pays under the Clean Water Act for the 2010 spill goes to Gulf states. The other is the Keystone XL pipeline, which would bring a pipeline between the Gulf and Canada. It seems like that the XL pipeline is what's been holding up the transportation bill in Congress. Is that correct?
Yes, and I am a supporter of the Keystone pipeline. However, I don't think the Keystone pipeline should hold up the transportation bill. The transportation bill will create or help to sustain over 3 million jobs in the United States, and we need those jobs. And yes, the Keystone pipeline, you know, the estimates are that it will help create, you know, 6,000 new jobs. But we need to move forward on this transportation bill. If we don't get a long-term bill, and it looks less likely that we will, this will be the 9th short-term extension, which means that every 3 months or 6 months we're up for an extension. It doesn't give any state, any county, the ability to plan transportation projects. You know, and some of our major contractors, like Bow Brothers, of course, in New Orleans, or Gibson, you know, out of Lake Charles, or, you know, other of our contractors, we need them to kind of know what the rules of the road are, if you will, no pun intended, to keep jobs being created in Louisiana and around the country.
So would you support a transportation bill that did not include a green light for the Keystone XL pipeline?
Yes, I would. I do support the pipeline, but I don't think that we should hold up the whole transportation bill over the Keystone pipeline.
Democrats brought the Paycheck Fairness Act to the floor earlier this week. The bill would address the gender wage gap by making it easier for women to ask how much their coworkers earn without worrying about retaliation. And in Louisiana, the gap is particularly wide. So I'm just wondering, is the wage gap something that has come up? Have you heard from people in Louisiana about this specifically being an issue?
Well, I'm not sure that women in Louisiana, I think they have a general sense that they are underpaid for the same work that a man does. But because they can't get access to salary records under the current law, I'm not sure women really understand in many instances how much they are underpaid. The problem is, in the Equal Pay Act of 1963, there are not enough teeth in the law or tools in the current law. And so that was the reason that we brought the Paycheck Fairness Act to the floor of the Senate.
Now, Republicans did block the bill. Some of the other criticism of the bill, or at least the timing of the bill for bringing it up now, was that it was really just an opportunity for Democrats to make a political statement. Do you feel like that is a fair assessment?
No, I don't think it's fair at all, because I think there's every day is a good day, whether it's before an election, after an election, or 2 years from an election, to talk about injustice in the workplace. Just because we're close to an election is not an excuse for the Republicans to say we don't want to support it. So I hope that we will bring up this bill again. It's very important.